This is CPR News, and I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Cash for Gas Guzzlers program is getting a big infusion of money after a successful first year. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado opened up its vehicle exchange program last summer. It offers up to $6,000 off of an electric vehicle if an income-qualified driver trades in an old or high-emitting vehicle. Will Tour is the director of the Colorado Energy Office. He says almost 900 people purchased EVs through the program, which shows battery-powered cars aren't just for luxury buyers.
If you make it financially feasible for low and moderate income Coloradans to buy an EV, they'll jump on it.
Colorado is now investing another $9 million to support the program for another year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, residents can now weigh in on how city council districts should be redrawn. KRCC's Mike Purcell explains.
Comments are being taken on several plan options, and residents can share what they think the biggest priority should be for a new district map. An advisory committee appointed by city council is gathering the input and will assist the city clerk in the redistricting process. Districts have to be about equal in population size and follow other laws. Public meetings for each current district, along with a virtual option, are scheduled this month. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
The largest hunger relief group in the region says it desperately needs volunteers. Food Bank of the Rockies says 1 in 9 Coloradans experiences hunger. That's up nearly 25% from last year. The nonprofit currently serves half the state's counties. This is CPR News.